This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because that socialist you elected is your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Sanity, I think. Right here with the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I say, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. And the other way you're part of the solution is you really do, you have to get informed. I know you guys agree with me, but you truly, you do. You have to get informed. It's your only way to really make a difference. And that's why, like I was joking with you the other night, I mean, I don't have all the answers for you. I don't even pretend to have them. Which is why I bring on the experts. You can ask them the questions. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. All right, you know, really, seriously, you got to go to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell goes out of his way to help a bunch of us. Right? A bunch of conservative commentators. Because, you know, we're not the Rush Limbaughs of the world. As some would like to think we are. But, you know, seriously, he wants to help us. And the way we do that is that if you head up to MyPillow.com, here you have product of his. He's selling great American-made product there. And keeps people working, keeps taxes happening, or you know, tax money staying here in the States. Well, not really. I guess they take that and send it overseas, don't they? But not even that. You've got people that will keep working here, can keep feeding their families, can stay in their homes. I mean, it's got to make you feel great. You know, it does me when I see stuff like this, and he'll help out. So on the way out, you use promo code Joe. If you use promo code Joe, I get a few bucks. You save a bunch of bucks, and everybody's happy. All right. Up next, Dr. B's going to join us a little bit. And as I talk to you guys on a regular basis, tell you what's going on. The coming tsunami is going to be mental health in this country. In many, many, many ways. You know, yes, we're a resilient people. Yes, you know, we've been known to fight back, push back. But when it comes to being, there are so many even strong people that I knew that couldn't make it happen. They couldn't hold it together during all of this. I'm not making fun of you, and I'm not calling you weak. I'm not doing any of that. But what has happened to us? Right? Many people who thought that the government was in it to help them have recently found out otherwise. That's got to be just devastating for some people. Right? So you have to pay attention to your kids. You have to know what to do with your children. And there's so many, again, there's so many things coming at our kids. Coming back from all of this, trying to get involved again in social activities, if you would. But it's not that easy for some of them. Things have changed tremendously. If you think about this 2 years ago, 3 years ago, just go down the transgender road. go 2 or 3 years ago, it wasn't as prevalent or as being pushed as it is today. And this is not right. Come on, work this through with me. So until we get on the right track here, until we get people involved, you get people involved with your kids, with your life, right, to help out, to help your kids out, to help you maneuver some of this crazy stuff that's going on, then this is what's going to happen on a regular basis. And you're going to be, and these kids are going to be in a turmoil for quite some time in their life. That's just not cool. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You want to send me an email, send it to joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. We'll probably talk with her a little bit about this as well. You guys are throwing cell phones, iPads, whatever. I'm afraid to say some other terms because I'll probably be wrong. But parents who really don't have an accurate view of a children's digital screen time, what they're looking at, how long they're holding them out to their faces, right? I mean, little kids, 3 to 5 years old, they're averaging 2 to 3 hours a day in screen time. And most parents don't even know that. You know, not that I love what they do, but Facebook and one of their iOS upgrades, one of their operating system updates, they allow you to track screen time. And what the parents thought their kids were doing and what this thing has let them know has been flooring them. Now, this I don't understand. Your article goes on to say the preschoolers with their own smartphones or tablets. Are you for real? No, I'm not. Some of you, I don't care if you think I'm chastising you. Are you for real? You're giving a preschooler a smartphone or an iPad? Are you serious? Many of them are averaging over 2 hours of viewing a day. Over half use the devices for an hour or more, including 15% who spent at least 4 hours on the digital technology. 4 hours, plastered, being fed, not having to think. That's what it is. You don't have to think. So we'll see your host. Dr. B joins me in just a few minutes. Don't go far.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
Joe, to your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, just be part of the solution. And I know you guys have heard this for almost 14 years now. You got to get informed. Don't just spew because you have a feeling or you heard somebody say. Make sure you know truly, right, what it is that you're talking about, that you get the information you need to deal with it. And that's why I bring on the experts, because if you listen to me, you're going to be in a world of hurt. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Dr. B joins me. She spent a little while ducking and dodging tornadoes. You know, I'm sure.
Like,
I mean,
legit. Yeah,
you've had a go of it this week, haven't you?
It's been wild. It was, We had several tornado watches, which come before tornado warnings. And then all of a sudden we had tornado warnings, but that just means good luck. It could be coming from the north, the south, the east, the west. It could appear, could not. So Allie always runs into the shelter, and Mike and I, we like to Facebook Live it and go driving around because we're weird. So that's what we did. My friends are like, finally we got down the street, and Mike's like, I feel like we should go home. I don't think this is a time to. But, yeah, it was crazy. It was wild. We had several touchdown, you know, around us, and then a couple in Austin. But it's pretty rare, you know, for it to do significant damage.
Yeah, but people make fun of us in California because of the earthquakes. But I was like, you know, because there's no warning and it just happens. Yeah, exactly. There's no warning and it just happens. There's nothing you get anxious about. You don't see it coming. All of a sudden you hear the roar, and that's pretty much it. you know.
It's, yeah, I'd rather have that, honestly. It's like, that's easy. That is easy here. You just never know. Well, there might be one, you know. There might not be. Might touch down on your roof or not at all. It's, yeah.
Yep.
But whatever. I think it's fun. It doesn't, you know, scare me.
All right. So we miss your sage advice, all right? I know you've been busy running for office, and we're going to talk about that in the last segment so people can do what they can do to help you out. I've got a lot of questions about kids. We're seeing more and more issues crop up with our kids, especially in the school districts. People are, I won't say they're admitting now, finally, that, yeah, we have a problem. I think they're seeing it, and they're not saying, yeah, we should have got out in front of this. They're more, all right, so how do we deal with it now that we've let it go this far, right?
Right.
God. Somebody in the chat room says, Dr. B, how do we overcome the depression and embarrassment of the Biden-Harris overseas visit? They don't make any drugs for this one, people.
We're so beyond even answering that anymore. God bless you, because it's so off the rail. It blows my mind that there are actually still people going to work in Congress with this presidency, because it's just a big game show at this point. What are we going to win this? I mean, what's Joe going to do? And I have, you know, friends that actually work Secret Service or Capitol Police that say that this guy does nothing. So, you know, just hold on and save your pennies. And I wish I had sage advice for that. It's so beyond me at this point. Take a lot of deep breaths.
So I was going to let you know, one of the stories that's out there that I was working on is a new report shows how many adolescents have sought mental health since the pandemic started. And I was amazed, truly amazed, at how many out there. You know, Mott Children's Hospital National Poll on Children's Health in partnership with the Children's Hospital Association took a national sample of kids 11 to 18. And they looked at their views and experiences were, you know, screening and who went for mental health and what have you. Almost all parents, 95%, felt somewhat or very confident that they would recognize. Now, this is them. They thought they would be able to recognize mental health in their child. And they thought that they, you know, knew what the signs were and what have you. But in reality, less than 49% of them were able to tell that there was something wrong with their child.
Correct.
So,
And we talk about it, but again, when your face is in a phone, and I'm not talking about the teenagers, when your face is in the phone 24/7, then you're not going to look around and see what's in front of you. And if you ever asked your child, you know, what's going on, how are you? Fine. What'd you do today? School. Oh, okay. Well, they're not showing any signs. Okay. Are they eating? Well, I don't know. They're just not hungry. Are they, you know, emoting normal? You know, is anything up? I don't know. They just look at their phone. There's really no emotion. You know, all of these things, just the fact that kids are becoming desensitized and kind of, you know, even keel on the emotions, that's not a good sign. They should be interacting. Should be interacting, you know, socially and going out and cooking with you in the kitchen and doing their chores, you know, and doing what you ask. And I think everybody's just kind of sent to their own corners these days. So, of course, kids don't know. And, of course, they're gaining, they have access to the internet and online constantly and consistently, and their minds are changing, and their mental health is definitely at risk. We've got an estimated, 49.5% of adolescents that, and this is, the HHS.gov, that has had a mental health disorder at some point in the last 18 months.
Wow.
Those are the ones seeking it. That's a high number. That this is what the human health services are putting out there, 49.5%. So that is unheard of, honestly. It used to be in the teens.
You've got the American Academy of Pediatrics, the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry, and the Children's Hospital Association have got together to declare children and adolescent mental health a national state of emergency right now. And we need to get out in front of it.
Correct. And it's been a state of emergency. You and I have been talking about this, right?
Yeah.
Since COVID started. I said this is going to, and here we are. And it's going to peak in 3 to 5 years after the 2019-2020 COVID. So we're looking at this peaking in probably 2025.
Whoa.
Peaking.
I know.
And it's just going to ramp on up, and nobody's really wants to listen. And this is where, under the Trump administration, I worked with Melania Trump and the entire mental health group that we put together to address this and get things in place. And one of the first things that the Biden administration did was take it away, defund it.
Wow. We'll talk more about this on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. Dr. B will still be with us when we return.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News.
Former President Donald Trump filed a lawsuit on Thursday alleging that Hillary Clinton and several other Democrats tried to rig the 2016 election by tying his campaign to Russia. The lawsuit covers a long list of grievances. The former president contends President Biden's victory in 2020 is steeped in widespread fraud. The U.S. says it will accept 100,000 refugees from Ukraine and other nations who've been displaced by Russia's war.
The report indicated that Ukrainians who already have family in the United States will receive priority for resettlement. The Biden administration is expected to use the Refugee Admissions Program to carry out the effort. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And AAA reports gas prices are hovering around $4.23 per gallon in the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Mental health counselor, right? Suck it up, buddy. Joe Messina, I know not everybody can do it. Don't take it the wrong way. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Dr. B joins me. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me to discuss the some of your mental health issues, things that are going on today. And again, I got to tell you, parents are starting to wake up, and then they go into a tizzy because they don't know what to do. And this isn't an I told you so moment, but it should be an I told you so moment, because Dr. B and I have been talking about this forever, about some of these things that are coming up and what you're going to have to look for and what you're going to have to do. Dr. B, thanks for being with me.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm at the point that that's the mental health advice I'm going to get, is just call people jackwagons and send them on, because it is... It's like they come to you, and I think they want just rainbows and unicorns to be blown up their butt at this point. And I've even had Christians, you know, come up to me, hey, and what's the response to you? And I'm like, here, in your face, Romans 1, starting with verse 18 through 24 alone, and they look at it, oh no, you know, that's too much. Is there a nicer verse? I can't, right? I don't take things out of context. Y'all, you know, Galatians 6:7, talking about God will not be mocked. This is where we are. This is what you need to be reading.
And again, you know, I know that you've told me before I should, like, place blame. We need to talk. But this, I blame us. I blame... First, I blame the parents. Secondly, I blame the Christian parents, especially, for not stepping up, stepping forward, teaching their kids. You know, being a member of the school board, one of the things we talk about on a regular basis is we are amazed at the amount of kids that don't have the ability to cope. Now,
yes.
That's something that they're taught, and it's taught by you parents. What did you do to these kids? You know?
It is, you know, and it's, you know, not to bring it all back to my run for mayor, because I'm running for mayor, but, excuse me, but what's interesting I'm seeing in this world and even in our town with this run is kind of an awakening that that needed to happen probably a while ago, but awakening that, wait a minute, I've been told by the media or by this group or that group or by my political party how to vote, how to raise my kids even, you know, we're to that point, how to believe. And I'm even seeing it in these, in this small town that people are like, wait, I get a voice. I'm a parent, you know, I'm an individual, and it's a great start, but and I love it. I really love seeing my residents seeing it. But on a national level, parents, we've got to see that about your own children. We've got to see, you know, this transgender, my son calls it a fad. You know, and it's a harmful fad. He doesn't mean it in a way that it's, you know, okay.
Right.
But he's like, dang, it's this fad that everybody, you know, wants to stick their toe into, you know, homosexuality or transgender. When this is, in the least, you want to take the God out of it, which I can't. I get it's a spiritual issue to the core. But then that's okay. You know, you and I like to separate that so we can really reach a broader audience. But it is a mental issue. It is a dysphoria. It is diagnosable still. And I've got article after article up here still talking and explaining why this transgender ideology is harmful for children and everyone. Because it just, kids don't need, you know, we talked about coping, you and I. They don't need another thing to be worried about if they're the wrong gender. We've made it years without having to worry about this.
And it's gone up exponentially just in the last less than a decade, has it not?
Excuse me, it has, because this is what people are putting out. It kind of started with that Ellen Page, that actor, right, that is really in the heart of this culture, the foundation of a lot of this culture, and putting out there, it's people like that when actors get involved, and then, of course, we've got these Olympians and that are doing it. Excuse me, right. And that is what really gives this momentum and gives it a voice. And it's just, I don't know how to explain it to parents other than whether or not you're talking about it in your home. And even I've got the nicest, sweetest homeschooling, you know, Christian conservative families. They're like, well, we don't discuss it. You know, is that the right way? Unfortunately, no. And it kills me that we have to say, hey, what have you heard? You know, because I know you hear about this. I know you listen to music with these confused people. I know you watch movies and TV shows. And it just angers me that as parents we have to address it. We have to go to our kids and say, hey, you heard of transgender? And I've got parents that I've advised to do that. And they've asked their kids. They're like, absolutely. And they're shocked. How have you heard about it? We don't have the news on. We don't. Okay, does your kid have a device? Yes. Does your kid interact socially outside the house? Yes. Okay, it's everywhere. And parents are starting to get irritated that they even have to have these conversations with 5 and 6 and 7 year olds that are questioning. And they will. That's the thing parents need to know. Just because you're not talking about it, deep down inside, unfortunately, they're questioning, am I supposed to be a boy? Am I supposed to be a girl? And that is what should irritate people about this leftist liberal agenda that we're seeing being promoted by Hollywood.
And they don't care. You know, I actually had a sit-down talk with a very devout Democrat today. And when I was talking with her, she was telling me, you know, you'd be surprised at how many things I'm on the same page with you. And I said, what do you mean? She said, this transgender stuff. I'm a scientist. I believe in science. But I can't say anything. If I say anything, you know, they'll come after me, you know, with pitchforks and flamethrowers. And I said, well, then we'll keep losing. Because whenever somebody on the right says something about it, about science, they crucify us. And you guys on the left stay quiet until you decide to go arm in arm with us and not bully anybody, but talk about this stuff in real scientific terms. We're going to keep losing, and your kids are going to still be under attack. This is not good for these children. They're questioning everything, which is okay, but to question whether you're a boy or a girl because your teacher says that you might not be a boy or a girl, or you could be anything you wanted to be, that's a problem.
Right. Correct. Yeah, we don't even let 13-year-olds drive a car. We don't let 11-year-olds drink alcohol. Why not? Why don't we just open it up? If they feel like they can drive, let them drive. If they feel like they want to pop open a bottle of beer, why aren't we just saying yes to that? Yet we will, which I'm saying we shouldn't, but I'm just showing you how ludicrous it is. But we're going to give them puberty blockers that suppress the body's release of sex hormones, testosterone, estrogen during puberty. Just completely suppress that because they are wondering, can we just try this? What? I don't. Well, okay. That's a big deal. And sometimes this is irreversible.
But you've got a hospital. There's a hospital in Boston. I did a story a little while back that actually does this. It's the transgender hospital. And what they tell people is we can give your kids hormone blockers. Don't do any cutting, but we'll give them the hormone blockers. And then we'll give a couple of years to figure out where they're at and what's going on, yada, yada, yada. We can always turn it around. Well, that's a flat-out lie. I've read about the hormone blockers. You can't – look, stuff that is supposed to develop between – I just brought a number – 3 and 4 years of age, and you're giving your child hormone blockers from 3 to 7, so you stop? You think it's going to pick up at 3 years old and start all over again? No. Right?
Absolutely ludicrous. Yes, and again, I'm not a medical doctor, but I read these journals because it really parallels and intertwines in what I need to know about the psychological impact of it, which we know hormones affect your brain and your development as well. So, yes, you're going to see not only a lack of development physiologically, but a lack of development emotionally, mentally, and psychologically. And I just don't understand why parents, just because this fad, just because these kids, listen, if we did everything our kids wanted, then they'd be up with fridges and TVs and,
Huff Punch Sundays for dinner.
Style.
Right?
Right?
That would be
right? Isn't that funny? Because you go into these homes and you talk with these parents that are willing to give their kids puberty blockers, but say, oh, cool, are you going to give them ice cream and suckers for every single meal? Well, no, that's not good for them.
Some of the things that I kind of looked into before you came on tonight, you've got plastic surgery has taken off for 13 to 19-year-olds. These kids are looking to look like these models, to look like they're expected to look, and I think this is what's causing them some trouble. Anyway, got to go for a quick break. Be back in a minute. Don't go far.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
That's a great line right there. Snap out of it. Stop it. You know, I thought it was really interesting, and I'll get Dr. B's take on this in a second. You know, you saw the people there in Disney World, Disneyland, whatever it is down there in Florida. They did a walkout because they want, you know, they want Disney to do more for the gay, lesbian, / transgender community. Like, they don't do enough now, okay? And here you have employees, people who work for the company. They're not being treated bad. They you know, they get all kinds of benefits. They get to do all kinds of things, and they're teed off. Because the CEO of the company won't do anything to combat all the negativity towards transgender people. There isn't all the negativity. There's opinions that people have towards it. People feel like, you know, from a scientific basis it's not right, and that we need to help these people. We need to love these people. We need to help these people. But they walked out. You know what you do? You fire them. That's what you do, because you're there to work. Your personal feelings don't matter. Your political feelings don't matter. What you perceive to be the truth doesn't matter. What the truth of the day is, you do the work, you get your paycheck every week. That's what it's all about. But this is what we've allowed. We've allowed these people to do this. And you, Christian parents, that you're going to Disney movies, you're buying Disney clothes, you're buying Disney toys, And then you complain about how bad they are. You need to see Dr. B. You need serious mental health. Dr. B, thanks for joining me.
They need to go see Jesus. I don't know if I can even help because I'll get fired, right? At this point for doing.
You will in California. Yeah.
No, that's partly why we moved. It's
something you and I have talked about a lot. It's kind of like, why will Christians not take a stand on what biblical truth is? And I don't care. Let's even step out of transgenderism. You know, when people make fun of their God or talk to them about certain things that they believe, it's like, wait a minute, it's in the Bible. And the Bible is what I believe because my God wrote that Bible. They won't even do that.
Well, they won't. And what's so interesting, continues to be interesting, are two things. One, they're forcing, their lack of, or moral code or lack of, down everybody's throat. And it's like, why? And we have to accept it. And dang it, you have to accept it, you know, because of their own sin and guilt. We know what that's about. But if we, you know, even come to them with love and prayer, and saying, hey, no problem. You're welcome in our businesses. You're welcome in our churches. But, you know, we're gonna pray for you and we're gonna come alongside you. And there's really no place for the outward acting out of it because it's a job, right? That's what I don't get. If we did anything else, you and I, at our jobs that was, you know, taking away from what we did at work, right? Does that make sense? We'd be fired. It doesn't, but they want to be extravagant and over the top and emotional. And I'm like, I don't understand why the pass. And I just read this study that almost 70% of Americans say that they let people be, but they don't think that it should be an issue at work that is promoted. They don't think it should be a work in you know, as far as athletes. It should not be something that is promoted either. You know, that men should be doing men's sports biologically and biological women should be, you know. So I don't, again, why are we catering to this small minority group that it's fine. Do what you're going to do. I'm all about it's between you and your God. But just the fact that they are bringing it to the schools, I think, is where it bothers me, and bringing it into our homes.
No, but back sick. To talking to the Democrat today.
Yeah.
She was totally on my side on this, but won't speak out because they're going to come after her. We have Christians that are totally, I won't say our side, on the side of the Bible on this one, okay? But they won't come out and say anything about it. So you have to sit back and go, you're getting what you deserve. So when you call me and say your daughter is now in her locker room and there's a boy in there with his jewels hanging out who claims to be a female and you're against it, well, where have you been? This is not new. Where have you been?
Right. And it's getting to the point where they're going, the victim is going to be the guy. You know,
oh, yeah.
Because he has feelings. Sorry, why is the girl reacting that way? Why can't she be nice? Why is it she? What? Yeah, and that's, you know, again, biblically, we know this is all prophesied. Up is down and down is up, and backwards is forwards. Mm-hmm. We've got these mental health statistics. Again, we can leave the God out of it for a second, which I don't like doing, but just for a moment. 70% of mental health issues have their onset during childhood and adolescence. So here we are, and we're just dismissing that. These are mental health issues. Fine, use it. Why are we 70%? So that means all of this is because of a mental health issue. We'll go there. Why are we okaying it? Why are we not addressing it? Why are we making this the norm? So never mind our immorality, but now why are we catering to these this dysphoria that is going to end up in police reports and we're going to side with the wrong
people?
That's,
you'd have to explain that to me because this is truly a diagnosed problem, right? Medical valid medical issue, gender dysphoria, correct?
Yes, it's in our DSM-4, it's in our DSM-5, and yeah, insurance covers it. I mean, it's a coverable issue. And so if it wasn't, then why is it even in this? And again, this is a predominantly liberal book, right? And a liberal,
right.
You know, the whole psychological, you know, realm. So if they're seeing it, then why? I'm just at a loss. I don't know what else people need.
No, I think it's great. It's right in their face, and it shows you who the fighters are and who they're not, who you'd want to stand next to when the crud hits the fan, I'll say.
Correct. So the psychological world has been silent on this.
Mm-hmm.
The feminists are silent on this. I, you know, right, we see all these trans athletes. Where are the feminists? Where'd they go?
Oh, I know, right? I know. So I want to deal with a bigger picture here. So you're seeing this happen with the transgenders, and even though we see the sports thing, the majority of transgenders, my understanding from the research I've done, is female to male, which is interesting. And a lot of that has to do with these girls that are tomboyish, if you would, and they're talked into believing that they're truly a man, they're truly a boy. So you look at this and what have you, and a lot of plastic surgery, I've learned, that a lot of girls are doing it as well. So they're not happy with the way they look. They're not happy with the way people perceive them, if you would. And in 2017, there was 230,000 cosmetic surgeries performed on 13, you haven't even done developing yet, 13 to 19-year-olds. I mean, first of all, what are you parents doing? Right?
Yes. So here we go again. So, you know, first we've got this, you know, dysphorias and dysmorphic disorders, you know, regarding gender. So we're just going to, instead of talking through it with our kids, we're going to give them hormone blockers. Then you go to BDD. This is called body dysmorphic disorder. Again, DSM-5,
wow.
Psychologically disorder. You spend hours focused on what you think is wrong with you, basically. And then you basically, it becomes an obsession, kind of like OCD. You want to check it, fix it, cover it up, do things. And now we're giving into that by letting our kids have plastic surgery. You know, I know the whole, it started out with the eyelashes and, you know, the puffy lips, right? You know, all of these, and now we've got their ears being done, their foreheads being lifted, Botox in 10-year-olds. Yes, I've seen it. You know, and this is funny, and I'm telling you, it's not just the parents that are having, you know, are at fault here. We've got these doctors, these dermatologists,
yes.
Because I've seen them that will do it because for a migraine. They've got migraines, and so they can run Botox. And I'm just, you know, we've got the Kardashians. We've got these Brazilian butt lifts that literally is one of the highest rates of death during that surgery. I don't know what's going on there. It's unbelievable, and we have another disorder, body dysmorphic disorder, and instead of addressing that with a licensed therapist, psychologist, pastor, somebody, mental health counselor, we're just sending them to doctors, plastic surgeons. And shame on any plastic surgeon that would work on anybody under the age, honestly, of 25 years old for an issue like this, a mental health disorder.
Listen.
I'm not saying, you know, there are people that are disfigured and all that, but not even coming close to lumping that in.
I've done stories about, what is it, trans species, okay, where plastic surgeons have lopped off a nose, lopped off ears, you know, because this person thinks they're a leopard or whatever it is. And I'm not joking, I'm dead serious. And you're thinking, why aren't these people in an institution being helped? And why did that doctor still have a license to practice medicine?
Right, correct. Right.
We're going to run out of time. Real quick, you're running for mayor. I mean, you're running for, yeah. So tell people quickly, how can they help you?
You know, you can go to Melson, the number 4, mayor.com, melsonformayor.com. Jump on, donate, and then find me on my Facebook, Melson, Bridget Melson for Mayor of Martinville.
Listen,
please,
we know,
it'd be great.
We know she's a good lady. We know she's an honest woman. She loves God. This is when you guys can help out. You don't have to live there to help out. Joe Bacino, your host. We'll be back in a little bit. Don't go far. A lot more with me when we come back.